From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I will tell you, I am just as excited as you are because the guest in our show later on will be someone who's dear to my heart, Norton Juster. He's the author of The Phantom Tollbooth. That was my very favorite book when I was a kid. In that book, a young man traverses a strange world where he has to make sense of very odd people who say and do inexplicable things. Once my bedtime story, now my job. But first, you have a quest. Call us up. Answer some questions about the week's news. Claim your prize, Carol Castle's voice. The number to call is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Tim Lally from Boise, Idaho.
Hey, how are things in Boise?
Hot.
Yeah, it took you a second. It's hot everywhere. What do you do there?
I work for a paper and packaging company headquartered here.
A paper? You manufacture paper, or you?
We manufacture paper.
I have been near paper plants in my life, and they smell terrible. Surprisingly, yeah, because paper doesn't smell that bad.
They say that's the smell of money, but I don't know.
Well, Tim, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's a comedian who'll be performing at the Montreal Just for Laughs Comedy Festival July 26th and 27th. Ms. Jessie Klein is here.
Hi, Tim.
Next, it's the comedian who'll be appearing at the Lucille Ball Comedy Festival in Jamestown, New York on August 2nd, Paula Poundstone. Yeah. And yet another comedian will be performing at the Martha's Vineyard Comedy Festival on August 23rd through 25th. Mr. Brian Babylon is here.
Hey.
Tim, welcome to the show. You are going to play Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle, of course, will recreate for you three quotations that we found in the week's news. Your job, explain or identify that 2 times out of 3. Do that. You'll win Carl's voice and your voicemail. Ready to go?
All right, let's go.
Let's go. Here is your first quote.
They're playing a gentleman's tennis game while Obama is playing rugby.
That was an insider quoted in The Hotline. He was one of the people who was urging for someone's campaign to get mean. Well, he got his wish this week. Whose campaign finally stepped it up?
That must be Mitt Romney.
That is, in fact, Mitt Romney. Yes, very good.
Tim already sounds so over it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Romney, one of the other two guys.
This week on the presidential campaign trail, no more Mr. Nice Android. Taking the lead in the attack was former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu. He said, "I wish this president would learn how to be an American," unquote. Mr. Sununu is what's called a surrogate for Romney. He got that title after agreeing to carry Mitt's fifth baby son, Trot, to term. But Mr. Sununu later apologized. He said that by, quote, learning the American, he merely meant that the president should learn to, you know, eat more endless pasta bowls and watch hoarders marathons on A&E, like the rest of us do. Anyway, the Romney campaign now says they've had enough of these attacks. Now they're going to fight back. All options are on the table. They're even going to attack the president, they indicated, for his past cocaine use. It was hard to get Romney to sign on to this because he had never heard of cocaine. Finally, they explained to him that it was just like really, really, really good snuff.
Well, you know, I think that's a front, man. I think secretly Mitt Romney is a party guy.
You think so?
You know, it's the straight-laced guys all the time who are the wildest ones.
Oh, yeah.
It's always the ones that, I don't do anything, and then they're like Charlie Sheen in it.
And you know?
Willard is crazy, man.
You think he's nuts?
His name is Willard.
That's true.
Okay.
Well, his name is
Wild
Willard, but he
Willard.
Doesn't want to be called Willard. He wants to be called Mitt. There you go.
No, he doesn't want to be called Willard because there was a movie about rats with a guy named Willard.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's like if my first name was Frankenstein, I would want to change it. I'd just call me Paula. I know it's silly, but I'm more comfortable with it.
Frankenstein Paula Poundstone.
Frankenstein Poundstone.
Tim, here is your next quote.
Athletes are sleepy, hungry, and need to pee. Could we get to the village, please?
That was a desperate message sent by a participant in what's already being called a disaster a week before it begins. What?
The Olympic Games in London.
Exactly right. The London Olympics. Very good. That tweet was sent out by a desperate member of the American track and field team 4 hours after his bus left Heathrow on the supposedly 45-minute drive to the Olympic Village. He was looking out the window, and he saw the Eiffel Tower. He's like, this cannot be right. These Olympics seem to be cursed. I mean, they keep having these problems. For example, and this is true, during the torch relay, the torch was extinguished when they put it in a white water raft for one leg, and it got, you know, splashed with water, and the organizers were like, nobody told us that this white water would be so rough.
But I thought they had those, like, trick birthday candles in that torch. It can never go out.
Well, apparently no. You know, it's funny, we also don't really have a big Olympic hero this time around. We got Michael Phelps. We had him before.
Not bad.
Not bad, but it's not new.
I hope he doesn't find out about that attitude.
He's going to blame you, Peter.
Apparently.
The guy swam his whole life. He won, what, 7 medals last year? 8, 9, I don't know. And then he's going to go do it again a couple of years later. And you're like, yeah, well, him again.
Well, but you never know.
Turned out he did a lot of it. Hi, I think it's pretty impressive.
Someone will emerge, Peter.
What do you mean will emerge? I just finished saying.
No, for Peter to hear a
Malaysian Olympian. She will set a record for being the most pregnant person ever to compete in the Olympics.
What?
There have been pregnant people before.
That is exciting.
She is 8 months pregnant.
What event?
She is in the air rifle. She's a markswoman.
And
she
shoots thank goodness it's not weightlifting.
I know.
I just picture the head coming out during the squat. For an entire nation, yeah. I feel. And she being Peter's hero and all.
It's exciting. Yeah.
Try that, Michael Phelps.
That's a hero. That's a hero.
Yeah, yeah. Gave birth during her weight lift. That is something America can get behind.
Tim, here is your last quote. It's about the state of the news today.
Walter Cronkite, it ain't. But what are you going to do?
That was Kelly Faircloth writing in something called Beta Beat about the finding that more and more people are getting their news from where?
Oh, boy. It can't be as easy as online, can it?
Well, yeah, specifically a specific place online.
The Huffington Post?
No, they wish. I'll give you a hint. Like, they get news such as, look, news of a lot of people during, like, Call Me Maybe covers.
YouTube.
Yes, YouTube.
I feel like something was just revealed about Tim that he got it through the Call Me Maybe covers. It's like, that I know.
A new study from the Pew Research Center says that YouTube has become the new favorite source for news. It's a big change, a generational change. Instead of all of us gathering around the TV, as, say, Walter Cronkite tells us Vietnam is a stalemate, we watch YouTube as adorable kittens tell us Vietnam is a stalemate. The study says people go to YouTube to see videos mainly of natural disasters or, quote, political upheaval, riots, marches, that sort of thing. So maybe the secret to getting people to pay attention to the news is just to add some explosions. You want folks to watch the State of the Union? Light Joe Biden on fire. Carl, how did Tim do in our quiz?
Tim, you had 3 correct answers, so you win our prize. Congratulations.
Well done. Yay. Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much. It's great to have you.